You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless the Lord for what he's doing in this season, and we thank God that we can be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for all that he has done and for all that he's doing for us. And we continue to look to him. But we can't do nothing of ourselves. So we are still here bringing forth the good news. We are in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13. We continue in the parables of Jesus. And last week we stopped at verse 32. And we are going on to verse 33 on the parables of the leaven. The parable of the leaven. So we are going to pray and begin. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to be here, oh God, to go into your word, to eat of your word, and to be filled up with more of you. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that as your word go forth, oh God, it will find good soil in the hearts of your people. It will germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness, and that your kingdom will be manifested in the hearts and in the lives of your people. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing. Thank you for bringing forth change in us, oh God. Thank you for renewing our minds with your word. Oh God, thank you, oh God, that you're equipping us to go forth in power to do your will. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So we pray, Jesus, that as your word come in, oh God, almighty Lord, your word, oh God, will find that good receptacle, and that your word, oh God, will grow in us, and we will grow in your grace and knowledge. Father, we thank you again for what you're doing. We pray for those that are not yet saved. When they hear the word of the kingdom, oh God, they will listen and understand, oh God, and receive your word, oh God, and their lives will be transformed. So we just thank you, oh God, that sinners will come to know you as Lord and Savior, almighty God, and they will walk in truth and holiness. Father, we love you, we bless you, we praise and honor and give you glory. And we thank you for this evening. Thank you for your word, which will be illuminated to us as we continue to look into, oh God, this book, oh God, the sayings, oh God, almighty Lord, of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we just thank you again for what you have done and what you are doing, and may your will be done. And we continue to praise and honor your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So we'll go on to verse 33, and we look on the parable of the leaven. Parable of the leaven. The word of God said, another parable he spoke to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. So Jesus was likening the kingdom of God as like leaven. And we look at leaven, people of God, when you think of leaven, leaven is a raising agent, like what we would use. We would use like baking powder or baking soda to put in our dough to raise it. And so we see Jesus was saying that the kingdom of God is like leaven. It's like a raising agent. And we see the word tells us that it's like when a woman takes this leaven and hide it in 3 measures of meal or flour, it will assimilate and all until all of the mixture is raised. So we have to understand, people of God, that the leaven will assimilate throughout the mixture until it all is leavened. It is all reached a stage where the leaven has gone through the process of going through that flour and making it reach to a stage where it is favorable. It has reached that stage where it can now be raised, all of it, not some. So it has to assimilate throughout all of that mixture. So what is Jesus saying here in this parable? When we are born from above, when we are born of the Spirit, the kingdom of God is in us. But the kingdom, people of God, has to be expanded in our everyday walk. The kingdom has to be expanded. And so he likened it as unto leaven. So leaven in the flour causes it to expand. It's raised above where it was before. So, people of God, the kingdom must be expanded in our everyday walk. So as we continue to feed on God's word, as we continue to pray, as we continue to worship God, we start to grow in Christ until we come to that state of maturity, our completion in him. So people of God, it is showing us that we have to feed on the word. We have to feed on the word. It's like that raising agent. The word of God raises us to a higher level in Christ, to a deeper walk in Christ, to a deeper fellowship in Christ. The word of God, people of God, will take us to heights in Christ where we have never been. So we are called to feed on the word of God. We are called to feed on God's word to bring us to that place of maturity in Christ, of completion in Christ. People of God, we are called to pray unceasingly. We are called to worship God and to come to that place of deep fellowship in Christ Jesus. The Lord is calling us, people of God. Are we willing to hear his voice and follow him? The Lord is calling us to a place of deep intimacy with him. The Lord is calling us to a place of oneness in him. Oneness in him. People of God, when that leaven has gone into that flour, you cannot differentiate the leaven from the flour. And so the leaven is now united with that flour and they raise up together. So we are called, people of God, to be united in Christ, to be united in him, so that we can be raised up together in him and reach to that place, people of God, where we are in that deep fellowship with him, where we are in that deep relationship with him, where we are walking by faith and not by sight, where we are walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. People of God, we are called to that high place. Are we willing to come into that union with Christ? Are we willing to feed on his word? The word of God tells us if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. And when we come to that place where we are hungry for his word, are we hungry for his word? Eat of me, Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Eat of me. You eat of me, you will not be hungry anymore. If you drink of me, you will not be thirsty anymore. So we are called, people of God, to come to that place of being united in Christ and come to a state of maturity, our completion in him. He's calling us. The word of God tells us in Matthew 5:48, therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. You shall be complete just as your Father in heaven is complete. And he's calling us, people of God, to be complete in love. Perfect love cast out all fears, for fears bring torment. And when we are perfected in God's love, when we are perfected in him, when we are perfected in Christ, who is love, then, people of God, we will come to that place of manifesting God's kingdom right here on earth. We want the kingdom to be manifested. The kingdom has to be expanded in our everyday walk. The kingdom has come. Thy kingdom come. Jesus said, pray, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come means that your kingdom is here on earth. The kingdom has to be manifested. Your kingdom is here. The kingdom must be manifested because it's here. Who is to manifest the kingdom of God on earth but God's people? We are called people of God to manifest the kingdom of God. It's for us to know the secrets of the kingdom. And we manifest the kingdom of God when we come to know the secrets and we live by kingdom principles. God is calling us, people of God, to that place of maturity, to that place of completion in Christ Jesus, where we can show forth the praise and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are called to be light. We are called to be salt. We are called to be those who are raised to a height in Christ, where others will see us. We are called to be that city on a hill. That city on a hill, people of God, is that landmark that others who are out there in the sea of sin, drowning in the sea of sin, can look up and see that there is land. There is a place for us. There is safety. There is hope. People of God, we have to come to understand the world is hopeless and looking to see if they can see a flicker of hope. And we as that city on a hill, we at that high place in Christ will show the world Jesus, and they will come to know and understand that he is Lord and he is Savior. He is the only one that can save. And they will come to us to ask of us of the hope that is in us. And we, with godly reverence and meekness, will tell them of the hope of salvation in Christ alone. So people of God, we have to come to understand that we are called to manifest the kingdom of God. We are called to unite with Jesus, unite with the Spirit of God in us, walk in unison with the Spirit so that we can manifest Christ right here on earth. The kingdom has come, but the kingdom must be manifested, people of God. The kingdom must be seen. The kingdom, people of God, must come in our lives. So as we continue to feed on God's word, as we continue to eat of his word, the word will transform us. The word will bring us to that place of maturity in Christ as we purpose in our hearts not just to be hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word. So we are called to live like Christ Jesus. We are called to be those who are truly kingdom citizens, who will show forth the praise and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will walk in Christian virtues. We will walk showing forth the qualities of Jesus Christ. We will walk living as kingdom citizens. We will walk as children of light. We will walk knowing that we have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So we see the parable of the leaven shows us, people of God, that as children of God, we are called to raise to that level in Christ, to rise up and to show forth the praise and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can only do that as we continue to feed on God's word, as we continue to pray and worship God, as we continue to come into that deep relationship with him, that we will be those who will show forth the praise and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 34 of Matthew 13. All these things Jesus spoke to the multitude in parables, and without a parable, he did not speak to them. So we see, people of God, Jesus spoke to the multitude in parables. Many were just following Jesus. Jesus, who knows the heart of men and knows everything, many were just following because of all the mighty works that he was doing, but they did not truly commit to him. So we see, people of God, in the earlier verses that he would explain the parables to his true followers. So we see it was not for them to understand the meaning of these parables, but it is for those that are of the kingdom to understand the mystery of the kingdom. So the word said he spoke to the multitude in parables, and without a parable he did not speak to them. Why? Look at verse 35, tell us why. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world. So this was prophesied, and this reference, and we look on Psalm 78, 2, it shows us, and this was a prophetic word from the psalmist who wrote in Psalm 78, 2, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. So we see, people of God, Jesus came to fulfill all the prophecies of the Old Testament. Jesus came and he fulfilled this prophecy. He came and he spoke in parables. And we know what a parable is. It's an earthly story with a spiritual or a heavenly meaning. So it's for those of the kingdom to know the mystery of the kingdom. We have to understand this truth, people of God. The word of God tells us in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things are for God, but those that he revealed to his people are for them and their children, so that they may do the work of the Lord. So it is showing us, when revelation knowledge comes to us, it's for us to do the work of the Lord, to do the will of the Lord, because his secrets, the mystery of the kingdom has been revealed to us. So it is showing us, people of God, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So all of the Old Testament prophecies, as I said before, was revealed in Christ Jesus, was fulfilled in him, and he came to fulfill all the laws and the prophetic writings, and all that was written about him must be fulfilled, and they were fulfilled when he came. The word said, in Psalm 78, 2, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. And this was speaking of Jesus, people of God, who would come and who would utter parables to those that did not want to know. They did not want to know. Their hearts were hardened. They were following for the wrong reasons. Well, Jesus knows those that are committed to him. Jesus knows those that are committed to him. So we have to understand that, people of God. Jesus is calling us to understand that we are called to be committed to him. We are called to be kingdom citizens. We are called to live as children of light. We are called to use the revelation knowledge that we have of Christ to teach others and to walk in the will of God. We are called to be people who are united in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We are called to be people who have come to a stage of maturity in their Christian walk, where it's not about us, but it's about Jesus Christ. So when we see all these parables being interpreted for us, all these parables which are showing us that it is about the kingdom of God being manifested right here on earth. The word of God said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. All other things will be added unto us. So we have to come to understand that the kingdom must be sought after. We must seek the kingdom of God. The kingdom has come. And all these words are coming to us to show us. All of these were showing us the principles of the kingdom, the laws of the kingdom, and how we are to operate as kingdom citizens. So the Holy Spirit is here to teach us. He's here to guide us into all truth. So we have to come to that place, people of God, where we are in complete surrender, where we are completely yielded to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to show forth the kingdom of God in us. So as we yield to Him, more of Christ is seen in us. More of Christ is seen in us. And the kingdom will be manifested right here on earth. But we have to come to that place, people of God, as of completely, completely giving our all to Him. Give Him everything. Come to a place of complete surrender. Completely walking in the will of God. Walking as those that have been enlightened. Walking as those who understand the kingdom and how it is set up here on earth. It is spiritual, people of God. It is set up right here in this fallen earth. But we are in this world, but not of this world. So we have to understand which kingdom we are in, so that we do not conform to the kingdom of the world. So we are called to walk as kingdom citizens, walking in the light of God's word. The word is here to guide us. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I will hide your word in my heart so that I will not sin against you. So people of God, the word need to be hidden in our hearts, as we see that that leaven was hidden in the meal or in the flour, in that mixture. It's hidden. So the word also must be hidden in our hearts. We must save that word. That word has to find that good ground, that good soil. So we see Jesus continuously showing and explaining the seed and the word sown. The seed is the word which is sown in our hearts. So our hearts must be at that place where we receive God's word, where it can expand, where it can grow, where we can come to that height in Christ that we are to reach. There's a height in Him that you and I must reach. But people of God, as we come to that place of understanding, we pray for understanding among God's people. Give us understanding that we might live the word. We pray for understanding that we may apply the word unto wisdom and walk in truth and holiness, walk in godliness, walk in according to the will of God. We are called, people of God, to know and understand the mystery of the kingdom. It's for us to know. Do we want to know? Do we want the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of wisdom to be upon us? God is saying to us today, the kingdom has come. But the kingdom must be manifested. And as we continue to walk in the light of God's word, the kingdom will be seen. We are called to be light. We are called to be salt. You are the light of the world. So we are in this fallen world, but we are called to be light. Light is pure. Light dispels darkness. The world is dark. The world can't see. They are groping in the darkness continuously, living in sin. Many are becoming miserable in their sinful state, but they can't see a way out because many of us have obscured our light. But we are called to be kingdom citizens. We are called to reach that height in Christ that they will see us. They will see our good deeds and come to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. They will come to that place of seeing and knowing that we are not of the world. They will come to see and know that we are of another kingdom. And they will want what we have, people of God, because we are walking in unity with Christ. We are walking in the Spirit. We are being led by the Spirit. So we can come to that place of maturity in Christ. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praise of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. People of God, we have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us walk as children of light. Let us walk as kingdom citizens. Let us walk as those that have become mature in Christ. Let us walk in the light of God's word, showing forth the glory and praise of Jesus, so that the kingdom of God can be seen. It must be seen. It must be manifested, people of God, so that others will see Christ in us and come to glorify His name. We have to come to that place, people of God, of truly living as kingdom citizens, as truly living and walking by faith. We have to come to understand that we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk in the Spirit. We walk each day trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as our guide. The Word is here for us as our guide. The Word is a lamp to our feet, and it's a light to our path. So as we continue on this Christian journey, people of God, we see the parables have come to show us and to help us to know that the secrets of the kingdom that has been revealed to us is for us to live the life, to live the Christian life in sincerity, to live the Christian life in holiness and in truth, so that others will see Christ in us. They will see Christ in us and come to glorify His name. So people of God, we want to be true kingdom citizens. We want to live on the principles of the kingdom. We want to adhere to the sayings of Jesus, and we want to do His will. We want to be those that reach to a stage of maturity in Him, and we want to walk in the light of His word. We want to come to that place of completion. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. We want to come to that place of completion and maturity in Christ Jesus. God bless you all. We'll stop here this evening, and we'll continue next week in Matthew 13 in the parables of Jesus. Blessings to all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us, and we pray in the name of Jesus that as your word come forth, that our lives will be transformed. Sinners will come to know you as Lord and Savior, and your people, oh God, will grow in grace and knowledge of you. We thank you, we bless you, and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Blessings to all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Blessings, amen, and amen.
In the Lord is love.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp. Join us every Saturday at 7 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM for a special program, Thy Word is a Lamp, where you will hear the dynamic teaching.